nice to see you, although I prefer the view from there, definitely. Like, okay. I want to share with something that I thought about that in Poland. Before we came here, I had to prepare my apartment to leave it like for almost 3 months, so I had to do some stuff over there, and I tried to clean up my kitchen a little bit. And in my kitchen, I got like very old wooden cabinets. They are really old, and I wanted to clean them up a little bit. And as I was cleaning them up, I could see no difference, like whatsoever, because they're very old. And the dirt, you can tell the dirt is inside. The old grease from cooking and just the dirt from all these years, it's inside. And you just, Amanda stole my kitchen, she knows what I'm talking about. I was cleaning them up, I could see no difference, and it's like, you know, like, what's the point, right? And as I was cleaning them up, I thought about our city. Our city is Łódź, and it's really, really dirty. It's Łódź is like my kitchen, really. Like, we're there, and sometimes we think we can see, like, no difference whatsoever. And it's a very old city. It's very dirty city. It's really dirty. It's like factory city. So there's lots of poverty over there. Lots of poverty. There's like big alcohol problem. We can see like laying on the ground, people drunk like every day, basically. So it's when you look at that city and when you look at us, sometimes I think like we make no difference. And sometimes it's like, you know, frustrating, really. But I thought about that a little longer while I was cleaning my kitchen. And I thought I think it's still worthy to do that. I thought about three things that make it still worthy to be there. First of all, I thought, and it's always my first thought, that God told us to do that. And it's like, okay, it might be the end of my thoughts, because if God tells you to do something, you just do that, you're supposed to do that, and not think about it anymore, really. It's supposed to be like a sufficient reason, right? That's just the end of discussion, like with the kids sometimes, right? But I thought, yeah, the second thing, I thought, well, there might be slightly or small difference. If I want to do my cabinets, they're going to be probably worse after next month, after next year. Probably there is a small difference. And I thought maybe there is small difference in that town. We have few people. As we see our city, we can tell difference. But well, if I see like people, their names, Janina, I don't know, Zygmunt, Asia, there's their names, there is a difference. For them, there is a difference. It's a very small difference, but it is. So that was my second reason. And my third reason was it makes difference in us. I know it sounds probably selfish, but I like the difference in me. I like the difference in Corey. And I think there is no way, if you do God's job and you're sincere in that and it's from your heart and you try to do that as best as you can, there is no way you can see difference in you. I think serving the Lord changes people. Not only in the mission field, like I think about you even. It's like you have to have a change, you have to have difference if you do that with all your heart. And my point is, I thought about like general renovation of my kitchen, right? We need to do that, definitely, or we need to change our apartment. But I think more probably we need to do like general renovation. And sometimes in your life, you can't do that. I don't know, it might be like money, time, skills. You just, sometimes you can't do that. And we can't do like general renovation of Łódź. We just can't do that because we can't save those people. But God can. God can because he's got all the stuff you don't. He's got money, he's got time, he can, like you said yesterday, open the door. Mm-hmm. And that's his job, to do the renovation. But what you can do, you can prepare yourself and you can prepare the place.
Yeah.
I can clean up my kitchen before we do renovation. I can throw out the trash. I can clean up as much as I can. And so we do in the woods. We can prepare the place. We can do whatever we can so the renovation will be easier, maybe someday faster. I don't know. So if you think sometimes that you make no difference, that's not true. If you do everything you can do, if you have sincere heart, if you feel that's your place, well, you can really make the difference. And I just want to read a few verses from Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verses from 8 to 11. You, for sure, you know those verses, but just wanted to leave you with those. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that is my give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it.
Amen.
That's what I wanted to leave you with.
Amen. 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 That's good.
Praise God.
Stand one more time.